Hey, 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 and welcome back to another episode of the Dear Growing Woman's Podcast. Have you been listening to the podcast? If you're here today, I'm sure you have. And if this is your first time listening to the podcast, welcome to our community, to our little corner of the world where we are growing, where we are thriving, and not just surviving. And we are moving and walking and journeying into purpose each and every day. Thank you for being here. It matters to me that you take time out of your schedule to just listen to what God is downloading to me. It's a thing. So I want to jump right into this week's episode. I want to talk about prayer, but not only prayer, but about asking God for the things that you want to see in your life, see come to pass, the things that you just have on your heart. And it's so easy for us as women to be the nurturers and care for our families and care for our friends and loved ones, significant others. It's so very easy that while we are nurturing and caring for everyone else, we neglect ourselves. We neglect our health. We neglect our mental well-being and our emotional well-being. And that goes for physical as well. We neglect ourselves in so many ways, and even when it comes to prayer. So I am engaging in a challenge with a group of my friends, and the challenge is to write 300 things that you want God to do. And I started my little list. My little list of 300 things. I mean, 300, okay? I'm starting my little list of 300 things, and I don't think about myself. I'm thinking about, like, my family and my closest friends and all the things that I want to see God do for them. And when it came down to writing something for me, I struggled. And to be honest, I struggled with even starting the 300 things because I was just like, I don't know that I have 300 like major things to ask of God. And then I had a moment where I was like, well, it doesn't have to be major things. It can be small things. But then I started overthinking me even asking God for small things, because in a way I felt like when I asked God for small, little, what I think are minute and insignificant things, I felt like, you know, like that's wasting good prayer, you know, that's wasting, that's bothering God, right? And so I replied in a group chat that we have, and one of my friends immediately came back with Matthew chapter 7, and I'm going to read a little bit of this. Matthew chapter 7, and I'm going to start at verse 7. So it says, keep on asking, you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking and you will find. Keep on knocking and the door will be open to you. For everyone who asks, receives. Everyone who seeks, finds. And to everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. You parents, if your children ask for a loaf of bread, do you give them a stone instead? Or if they ask for fish, do you give them a snake? Of course not. So, if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask Him? All right. So my friend came back. She was like, we're not doing that. She said, "Your Heavenly Father loves to give you good gifts. Ask Him. You know, you ask Him, and it's His pleasure to give good gifts to those who ask of Him." And I had an immediate moment of conviction because I was like, this scripture applies to me also. And then I had an even deeper moment of feeling, and I said, this scripture always applies to me. I am a child of God, right? And if I am a child of God, that means He is my Heavenly Father, which means He loves to give good gifts to those who ask. And just like it always applies to me, it always applies to you too. There are moments in our lives where, as women, we are such nurturers. We neglect ourselves and we put ourselves on the back burner, which is kind of low-key abusive, if you ask me. Sometimes I feel like we are some of our worst critics, worst abusers, because we neglect ourselves and we do so willingly so that everyone else can thrive. But what about you? What about you? You stay up all night so everyone else can sleep. But sis, what about you? What about you? I think the time is here and now that we begin to fill our own cups, that we begin to spend time, like good quality, uninterrupted time, having our cups filled, filling our own cups with affirmations, with what the word says about us, filling our own cups with worshiping God and then allowing Him to fill us up Himself, fill us up until we to the brim, you know. We often pour from empty cups. And I don't know what we're pouring when the cup is empty, but we're pouring something. Running on fumes, exhausted, tired, drained, and we don't have to be. Yeah, I said that. We don't have to be. So just like the Bible says healing is the children's bread, it's also your bread too. Like it's yours. You are the children. You are a part of the children of God. And so it also belongs to you too. We have got to begin to really refocus ourselves and be intentional about refilling. Sometimes, though, that means you have to turn the TV off a little bit. You know, when you get a moment to rest, you like to watch a little TV or whatever the case may be. But you need to, whatever you give your time and attention, let it be something that will fill you. Let it be something that will quench your thirst and the hunger that you have for more of God. Like, I think we all, I'm not going to say we all, I'm going to say I am in a place where I've known for years there's more. And I'm getting there. I'm seeing the more. I'm seeing God really transform my life, like right before my own eyes. Okay, let me listen. He is transforming me right before my eyes. And when I think about it, I become overwhelmed with gratitude because had I not taken time to just allow myself to be filled and allow those times of refreshing to come and then to sit in those times of refreshing. And then not only that, but not feel bad about it. Like, and I can't make myself feel bad about it. But literally seeing God transform me in front of me, is the most humbling experience ever. And I'm going to say humbling with the silent H, okay? It is one of the most humbling experiences ever. But the more and deeper that I go into God, the more I'm realizing how much more I need Him. The more I'm realizing just how much I need for Him to guide my day, to guide my thoughts, to guide every move that I make. And it comes from asking Him to do even those small things, the little minute things that we think are insignificant, but they make a huge impact on our day-to-day existence and survival. And it makes a huge impact on the difference between survival and thriving. Okay, so we've got to get to a point where we ask God for everything. And not only that, understand that every promise in His word belongs to and it applies to even you. All right, it applies to you, it applies to me. No more like super overthinking. Like, overthinking does nothing but stagnate you. And yes, I am talking to myself. Overthinking stagnates me. Overthinking makes me shrink back. Overthinking makes me sad. Because I think of every possibility of things going wrong and just trying to brace myself for the type of impact that may not even occur at all. But every promise, everything that He says in His word applies to me too. And I'm grateful for just that moment of realization. And so today, I am being intentional about submitting my asks to Him, submitting my requests to Him. I have a sticky note above my desk that says, God can only direct what I submit. And if I don't submit my request, if I don't submit the little things, how can I submit the big things and expect for God to come through for me? I just believe in my heart that God, I know for a fact that God's intentions, God's plans for us are good. They're plans to prosper us, not to harm us. And so if His plans don't harm us, we can't harm us either. The mind can be a tricky thing now. Your mind can find 100 reasons why you shouldn't ask God for what you need. Ask God for what is on your heart. We can think of 100 reasons why we don't deserve it, why it shouldn't be us, or why it should be someone else. The truth of the matter, you are a child of God, and He, as your Heavenly Father, longs to give you good gifts. It applies to you. It always applies to you. And guess what? It always has applied to you. And guess what else? It always will apply to you. As long as He is your Heavenly Father, that word applies to you too. Breathe that in. It applies to me too. So I am going the rest of this week. I don't know if I'm going to finish the 300 things this week. I put a date at the top of the page for when I started. And however long it takes me to get to the 300, I know that I can ask God for anything, even the small things. His word about just giving good gifts to his children applies to me. His word about being the head and not the tail applies to me. The word about being a lender and not a borrower applies to me. Every bit of his word applies to me, and it applies to you too. So what I want you to do at this very moment, I want you to think about even the smallest little thing that you want God to do for you. Ask him for it. Ask him. We said back in episode 2 about feeling wanted, about asking God and praying to him because he wants to hear from you. Now, God not only wants to hear from you concerning them, God wants to hear from you concerning you, and not you as a byproduct. Nah. About what is on your heart and what it is that you want him to do. Now, the part that you have no control over is how and when he chooses to answer. But you have to have faith and believe that if it's for you, it's going to be yours. If it's for you, it's going to come to pass. That's just something that I am journeying through. And I truly believe in my heart that at the end of all of this, I'm going to look back. I'm going to look back on today, and there will be so much peace in my heart and in my mind. And I will have such a connection with the Father that it'll be just like, you know, talk all day long. That's what I want. The type of connection that we can commune all day. I don't have to be on my face. We can just commune all day long. How about you? Well, we are at the end of this week's episode, and I hope at the end of all of this that everything kind of came together and made sense. I just know in my mind, and I know in my heart, that more is coming. And I don't mean that in a material way. More of his love, joy, and peace is coming. More clarity is coming. More direction is coming. More revelation is coming. I just believe that as I submit me to him, that he will begin to manifest himself in me. That he will begin to be God over my life, to be Lord over me and Lord over my life. I believe that that is what he desires to be for me. And I'll say this, pray for me and I'll pray for you. As we journey this thing together, where we're growing and we're thriving and not just surviving. All right. So let's close this episode out with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you, first of all, for being Father. Thank you for being the creator of all things. Thank you for how you continue to keep us each and every day. And Father, I pray at this very moment to the woman, the man, the boy, the girl, whoever is listening at this moment, it doesn't matter how great the fight that they're facing. What matters is their connection to you. And so, God, I pray even now, Lord, that you will begin to go into the hearts of your children, into the hearts of your people, and God, plant your peace there in Jesus' name. God, I pray that even now that you will begin to wrap your arms, and I say this a lot, but Lord, the way that you wrapped your arms around me, wrap your arms around this listener in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you that even in the midst of overcoming overthinking and overcoming reasoning too much and overcoming us, I thank you that as we are overcoming us, that we are being covered by you, that we are being governed by you, and that we are being loved by you. I thank you for even the listener who's listening now, who does not know you as Father. I thank you that even in this moment, as they reflect on what it is that has been said, God, that they will want to have the type of relationship with you that I share on this podcast each and every week. Father, I thank you even now that even through this podcast, someone might come to know you in a deeper way. Father, I love you and I thank you for each and every woman, man, boy, girl, thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.